This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
I can't believe you're the age you are and you've not seen giraffes run on a TV show. What?
And the bulldog.
Long-range toddy. How would you make that up?
Someone did.
On WGR.
Sorry, I got a spit take on a mic over here.
Someone did. It's great.
Sports Radio 550.
Cool thing about the Bills, just a random thought here to get us back going again after the Christmas music. I'm digging John Brown being here.
All right.
Like, everybody, almost everybody that came on this summer, be they fantasy talker or just football talker, seemed to like that idea, right? Did anybody not? Who didn't like, who did we talk to that didn't like John Brown?
I can't recall anyone.
Guys, I got to tell you, one thing I'm really excited about there is John Brown.
Yeah.
Like, I might have heard that 10 times from 10 different people.
Yeah.
On this show.
Yeah. I heard it so regularly, I just sort of thought, like, I don't know. I mean, I know these guys are all paying attention to what was going on here. And I thought, like, I don't know, you're forgetting about Robert Foster. Robert Foster was really good. Like, Robert Foster still should matter. And I don't know, he played like 15 snaps on Sunday. Like, John Brown had a great day. I mean, it's a long season. We'll see. John Brown has had trouble staying healthy through his career, but 7 for 123 in the winning score. Like, it's pretty nice. Pretty nice day. Nice signing.
Yeah, it was a good game, and then the touchdown just accentuated it or punctuated it to get that from him there. That's what he's here for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, about these guys, and we will take your calls at 803-0550. One game in, it was a Bills game we've kind of seen a lot over the years, actually, right? I mean, it's a Bills-Jets game, and almost every time at least one of those teams wasn't real good. And you see, you get turnovers, and it's low scoring and close. And, you know, what matters is to win it, and they did win it. And it isn't, for me, the kind of game where I'm, like, just going to get to a point where, like, wait a minute, this team, this is actually a really good team. Like, that game doesn't do that for me. But it is a win, and, again, I'll say, like, it makes it possible. Maybe without it, it's not possible to me. It was worth that much. It makes it possible that this could be a good season.
Right. You can have a good season without being necessarily a really good team. Those don't always have to be the same thing. Like, they're not, you know, they don't necessarily go hand in hand. And what you know, you if you win a game that, you know, you weren't great in, you were sloppy, you turned it over, but you still won it. You leave yourself the opportunity to still be have a good season. It's a good start to a season. Certainly, you're 1-0 as opposed to 0-1 or whatever, a tie. But you can maybe, as the year goes on, become a good team, and that's very possible to me with this team, with their passing game, with the rawness of their quarterback. Still, I think there were encouraging signs from Allen on Sunday and from Brian Daboll and the offensive philosophy. And, like, mostly I'm encouraged by that because it will give them a chance, if that takes hold, of becoming a good team. And I think they're a good defense, and I think they've got some good parts, but I don't know that they're really a good team yet. And the passing game is the biggest single factor in that. And if John Brown and Cole Beasley and maybe eventually Robert Foster and Devin Singletary sort of help Josh Allen along to, like, the middle of the pack offensively, I think they could be a good team.
Yeah, if you have a good team, you'd expect a good record. Here, I'm kind of hoping for a good team and hoping for a good record. And you can have one and not the other. If you have a good team, you'd expect a good record. If you have a good record, you may or may not have a good team. But the record is the thing.
Right.
It's not gymnastics. It's not you play a season and then we decide whether you deserve to be in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, you got to win them.
Right. There's no votes.
I just, you know, when we got to, like, last week, we got close to the first game, the thing was, when was the last time you were more curious about how a Bills season would go? Like, it was a standout for me in, like, how interested I was and maybe relatively fans were for this season. You know, as opposed to last year, where you're curious to see if Josh Allen can play once he gets in, and as it happens, that didn't take very long. But everybody gave you every warning.
Right. Mostly that, last year was just put your head down and get through it.
Yeah, like, is he promising? You know, what do we need to do for him or about him and all that stuff? But this year is not like that. And so as it came close, like, okay, what could this really be? Like, the schedule's nice in the beginning, and can they actually make this recipe here, these players and everything that's happened, work? And I'm not close to it. I'm just sort of eager to find out what it amounts to. I mean, I think a lot of what they've done is respectable. I think free agency-wise is respectable. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everybody seems to think that. And Brown is a big part of that. I think it makes sense what they've done. McDermott, like, I don't know if he's got sort of the big-time chops. Like, I don't know if he's got sort of the way where, whether that's whatever you want to make it. A lot of it for me is strategy. I think motivationally and, you know, certainly from what I know, his dedication to it is all A's. The other part is very big for me, and I don't know where we're at there, but defensively, I mean, he's given us and fans no reason to, like, well, is this going too far? Like, no reason to think he's not an excellent defensive coach. I mean, he appears to be an excellent defensive coach. They have lots of different looks, and they have given, like you mentioned Watson earlier. Here's Watson last night in a lot of his games. He's just spectacular. When the Bills played him, he wasn't spectacular.
No.
So they've got, like, a good thing there. I would rather have, like, my offense be my better side. And I mean, I'm not there. This team is not at that point. But that doesn't, you know, that's just an opinion. I'm just curious to see what it amounts to. I have said about this whole thing at different times, I just don't really believe in it. Like, I hear about culture a lot. I don't really see it as an important differentiating factor between NFL teams. I think it's talk, and while it's always better to be good than bad in that these kind of areas, like, I don't want to put my money on that. But here we are into this season, and I'm not, like, doubling back on that or anything. I just think maybe there's enough right, including Allen, maybe there's enough right to make this work. And so that's it.
Well,
that's my take.
It's always, you know, for us, you know, some teams go through cycles where, you know, they win and then they get in cap trouble and they have to sort of fall back a little bit and sort of restructure and come back and, you know, but they're consistently good, and the coach and the quarterback, you know, I think of Brady and Belichick, Tomlin and Roethlisberger, like, there are some tandems that have been together for a while in this conference now, and teams that are, you know, for Harbaugh and Flacco were, until now they've divested themselves of Flacco, and now it's Jackson. Those teams, the ebb and flow season to season is not, it's not like what we have here. What we end up having here is, start over, got to get all my guys, and then we'll be ready to go. And, you know, getting the quarterback has always been sort of an elusive piece here, and a very importantly elusive, because it's the single biggest reason you've been held back. But new regime, new guys, new philosophies. So it's like, okay, well, give it a little time to get off the ground. Let's see, okay, by year two, year three, let's see where we're at. Like, we're there now. Like, Allen's in year two. It's not, to me, at all unfair to expect him to deliver. There's no reason to me to look at him and go, oh, well, you know, he's new. He can't do this. He can't do that. No, you're in year two. You're in the pros. You're in the NFL. Let's go. All right. Lots of guys deliver, you know, some come through as rookies, but you've got a reasonable list now of guys who've delivered at quarterback in year two and and continue to deliver. Coach is in year three. It's time. And so what makes life interesting as a football fan is when you get to the, well, this really has to work now. You know, the growth period and getting your guys in here and getting out of cap jail and all that, it's all over. It's time to be good. And, you know, whether that means you'll actually win 10 and get to the playoffs or not, you know, we'll see. But you reach a you know, if you're going to be here long term, and very few guys have done that here. I mean, we're on a run where Jaron is the high watermark for tenure as coach. He got into a fourth year. Like, nobody else since Marv has had that luxury. It just doesn't happen.
How many before Marv had that luxury?
Right. You just churn and churn and churn and churn it. So if McDermott is going to set himself apart, like, this year has to be significant for that. Because if it's tied to Allen. Like, if Allen doesn't progress and this whole thing doesn't look like it's moving in the right direction, I'm not saying by putting it this way that I think he is in trouble this year, but it starts to trend that way. Because if Allen doesn't work out and show progress this year, he probably still gets next year, but we're all on watch. Like, everybody's on watch, and like it's going to be like now or never.
You know what? I'll go – maybe this is a step further on that since you brought up the future. Look at the Bears again. For all the times we looked at them in the summer as like, well, this will work. If the Bills can have last year's Bears season, everybody will be thrilled. And the quarterback was okay, mm-hmm. you know, good enough. And they won, what, 12? I always have to ask.
Yeah.
So their season has started, and it's one game. But there's a lot of talk about Trubisky
mm-hmm.
and whether he's actually not good enough. And just take that for what it is. I mean, that was a team that made a big jump in year two. He did not play a full season as a rookie. They changed coaches. So he's like more like Darnold going into his second year. He's got a new coach. That's what happened there. And then year three starts, and their first game is against Green Bay. It was not terrible. And they score 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a lot of throws where everybody in the country is watching and going, what is he doing? Right? So, like, I don't know. I'm not here to predict by this when they pull him or if they would pull him at some point. But it almost doesn't matter right now what last year was, because right now you're evaluating him and going, maybe we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So Allen could have, to that same comparison, Allen could have the Bills could have the Bears season, and then next year have it be like, you know, this guy actually misses a lot, and how good is he? And it wouldn't even matter what happened in the year that you went 12-4. So anyway, I don't know what that's worth. It's just like, I guess you made up. You said something like, you'd build on that, like a good season this year, and then like it would. I don't know what it would really be worth though. You
right.
know.
Well, it at least staves off. It pushes everything off a year is what it does. If he has that year, we'll, you know, and even that opener in 2020, then, you know, maybe questions start to arise. But McDermott being here at least 5 years, to me, gets solidified if they take a step and Allen takes a step this year. It's like, I'm not probably going to, if it looks like it's going in the right direction, and it's only one game with the Bears, like, we'll see what becomes of Trubisky and Nagy and that whole thing there. Because it might be a big overreaction. I mean, there were some ugly throws, but it's one game. It just, now's when you don't want to be a ghoul about it, you know, with Allen or the coach. Like, when you know, when do you start to call into question whether this is all working out? A year like the Bears had last year puts that to bed for the next offseason. Like, you're not worried about any of it. It might creep back in, and we'll see what happens right. with the Bears. So it's never gone, but it just puts it over to the side for now. Whereas if this is uneven and Allen either just flatlines or regresses, which is hard to imagine, then this a lot of things start to crumble.
I guess I'll just say, like, it's not even really, you know, needed or relevant right now, but maybe to get to that next contract, you have to be good for most of your first 4 years or 3 years. Maybe you get it after your third year, if you're all that. Like, isn't that what happened with Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
I mean, or Goff even. Like, boy, that guy, I don't even know if he's good at all.
Yeah, that was 3 years for Goff, yeah.
And so they did enough in the 3 years to get paid like that. It is, right? Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. This is his fourth year. Same with Wentz.
So, like, you can pull that off. But we have, you know, like, Winston and Mariota are up this year. And, like, it's really, like, on the table
right
now about those guys. And I don't know. Like, I can just keep going.
I just like it a lot. Like, for me, as a fan and someone in this job, coupling those things together, fan and this job, it's always way better when you actually feel like it's warranted to judge. You know, last year was just, okay, we're in a holding pattern. Really, you know, the quarterback's young. I can't make any real judgments about McDermott here because he's latched this quarterback and he's training wheels. And so I don't know really what the hell. Just get it over with. I'm going to come in. We're going to do our show 20 hours a week and then Sunday's added on and we're going to talk about him and everything. And, like, really, we're not reaching any conclusions. I don't think you really can. I mean, you could if you wanted to. I'm not of the mind to do it. It didn't seem like it was time. Now seems like time. And that's way more interesting for fans and in my opinion, for us, because it's just there's expectation. And no, it's not 12 wins in the Super Bowl expectations, but progress is expected and should be. And that's way better than just, well, you know, he's a kid and we'll just have to get through the year. Like, okay, we did that. You know, we did that and now we're here and this is way better.
Definitely. It's definitely more interesting this way. You know, one more point about the future. Like, I sort of am a little bit defensive about talking about it because, like, we're into a season now. And why are we talking about what could or could not go right, you know, in 2 years or something like that? Like, I sort of have that triggers in my mind when we're talking about this on the air. But I think of it like this. That's when the moment happens where he signs a contract like Wentz or Goff, that's when he's the franchise quarterback. And until then, he's trying out. Until then, like, they can all buy into him. This is no point about them doing that. Everybody sounds like they're all on the same page as far as that goes. He's trying out for franchise quarterback until then. Then is when the Bills have, like, just made the... They've put the ring on it. That is when that happens. And that could be next year, or that could be 2 years from now, or that could be never. I mean, we'll see. Like, that's with the Bears, they're figuring that out. And Trubisky, or rather, the Bears are talking to their guy friends at the bar on the weekend to see what their opinion of her is. Like, what do you guys think? Should we do this, or what do you think? Like, what do you see when you watch us? Things like that. I mean, that's, I think, where the Bills will be, you know, unless it just goes one way or the other, like crazy, for a while.
I know what you mean about, like, feeling a little self-conscious about, like, looking down the road, but it's you know, to me, I have no problem doing it because that has been our lives have been, football-wise, has been every 2 or 3 years there's a new guy coming in because this isn't working. And so I'm always thinking about when does the ground start to erode under the coach's feet?
It's the race you've been training for or have always trained to run?
It's just, it's the only race we've been running. It's just, okay, here's the new guy. Okay, this is good, this is good. Oh, my God, no. Okay, new guy.
Do we have to start over?
Yeah.
Is the question that keeps cycling back.
I mean, it's going to be great if we see Allen progress to the point where he warrants a second contract and becomes their franchise quarterback. How about a coach on a second contract? Can we get to that? Can we get to it? Like, hey, this guy's really good. We're going in the right direction. We got to make sure we hang on to him. It's Marv. That's like black and white television almost. I mean, it just feels like forever.
Regular D
for sure.
Instead of a coach on a second contract, the Pegulas have a lot of coaches on their first contract that they're still paying who are fired already.
Right.
All right, 803-0550 for your calls. The Cowboys had something super cool that made the rounds on social media today. It's not so much about their team, but it's pretty great. Everybody seems to think so. I'll tell you about that as well.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's open now. I've got a game, too, for later.
Oh, look at you.
Little football trivia game coming up later. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sports next on WGR.
As much as people talk about it, I mean, my God. I mean, I feel like someone's smashing my temple on the side of the head. Get over it, man. It's over. You know, we were good the preseason without him. You know, we're going to be fine without him. And we wish him the best. But, you know, we gave it a shot. And now New England gets their turn. Good luck to them. But I just can't deal with it anymore, really. Sorry.
All right. John Gruden.
Awkward end.
He's all set.
Yep.
When it comes to Antonio Brown. Do you care about, maybe even agree with the theory that the Patriots may have or did conspire to acquire Brown when he was with Oakland? It could be right. I mean,
yeah.
It could be right.
Yeah. Care. Yeah, sure. I mean, if a team used some kind of subterfuge to increase the likelihood of a player behaving in such a way that he would get released by the team he was traded to, knowing that the Super Bowl champions and the favorite to be the Super Bowl champions again would give him a soft landing spot. That's dirty pool. That shouldn't go on, but I mean, good luck pinning it down. I mean, I'm a little bit all over the road there. Like it adds up. It's one of those things that circumstantially, I think you can look and go like, okay, well, yeah, you know, I have no trouble believing that, I mean, Brown seemed like he orchestrated his way out of Pittsburgh. He very easily could have orchestrated his way out of Oakland. But I mean, there's a lot of money there. That he left on the table. And I don't know, maybe he's got enough that cutting what he was going to earn in Oakland in half by going to New England for 1 year doesn't really matter. You know, we say often, like, what's the big deal? Why do these guys care that much? Like, how much money is enough? You know, it's $7 million a year or $10 million a year. I mean, oh my God, like, cut it out. Maybe Brown actually subscribes to that. Like, whatever. If I go to New England and I earn 15 as opposed to having 30 guaranteed staying in Oakland, I'm fine. I've already banked 100. I'm all set. But the money is the thing that sort of gets in the way of any plan, because he did cost himself, roughly 50% of his money by doing this. So I'm not sure that really jives, that he would have tried to cost himself $15 million.
He's making a lot.
Yeah.
Here's Larry next. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so you guys were talking about Allen, McDermott, and how they're tied together, but don't you guys really consider this really Allen's first year?
No.
He didn't have NFL talent around him last year. That whole offensive line wouldn't be second stringers on 30 other teams or 29 other teams.
don't know. Did people judge Carson Wentz or Jared Goff that way? I don't think they did. They went into year two and they got fortified by talent around them and their play improved and they took their teams to the playoffs. So I don't know. I don't give him a pass. I think he went through what he went through and hopefully he'll be better for it. Like he played a lot. He didn't play every game. He got hurt. But no, I don't whitewash the year. I mean, it's year two. He's in year two. He played games last year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that he showed at the end of the season at least some level of ability that the game wasn't too fast for him.
Yeah, did somebody say different?
In spots he did, sure.
Yeah. So.
Well, what's the point anyway? Like, what's the point of figuring out whether he should get a pass?
You want to give him more leeway than like I'm giving him that like, he doesn't need to show progress this year? I mean, you wouldn't say that, right?
I don't necessarily say he doesn't need to show progress. I'm just saying I don't necessarily know that we can expect in the first, you know, maybe five games that we're going to be like, wow, this is the guy.
Nobody's putting it in those terms.
Okay. I just think that, you know, you're looking at it and you're saying, hey, let's get him to another contract. But realistically, you know, NFL level talent-wise, it's kind of tough. I mean, you know, you got he's the quarterback. He's got to.
Well, look, what are we trying to figure out? The Bills didn't have talent to meet whatever standard you have for this because they got rid of good players who they didn't want to pay or didn't like their act or whatever. So like Sammy Watkins was on the team and the Bills decided they didn't want Sammy Watkins anymore. So like he would count as NFL talent, but they decided not to keep Sammy Watkins. So like LeSean McCoy, like that's NFL talent. What are we trying to figure out? I don't need to know one way or the other whether someone else considers last year to have happened or meaningful. I'm not making this decision after five games. I'm not making it after even necessarily this season. So it'll all be however many games it is, whenever time that is, 20 or 30 games, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll see where we're at.
The point, I mean, if it sounds harsh, I want to give one of these. How do guys do those apologies when they don't really mean it? Like, I'm sorry if I offended you. I don't think it's harsh. It's the NFL. He's in year two. Carson Wentz delivered in year two. Jared Goff delivered in year two. Mitch Trubisky even delivered in year two. He's in year two. That's it. I don't think that's unfair. I mean, I'm not out for the guy or anything. Like, I'm encouraged. I like the kid a lot. And I very much like how they handled him on Sunday, and I hope that all continues. It's just merely like, you know, talking about it in a larger sense here. You know, the point of the conversation that I think the caller is responding to from last segment was really just based on like last year there was nothing to really judge. We just sort of sat here and it was all just practice. You know, for him, for McDermott, and for us, we just had to get through it. And we're through it now. And now I think it all counts. That's all. And so in a certain way, maybe like we're not that far apart in saying like last year, like I don't care how he played last year at this point. I mean, I really don't. It doesn't matter. But it's year two now. So now it matters. You know, like he should, if he's going to be good, we should see signs of it.
It matters more, but it's not the time. We're not making the ultimate call.
Right. You still have time.
Like if I don't have any urgency to decide on this, then I don't care what people consider. I don't care if you consider Wyoming. Like you can do that or not. Do whatever you do. You, I mean, until we're at the point where we're gonna go, all right, you want to go forward or not? Then whatever you want to have count can count. But I'm not thinking that way at all. Like I'm not thinking that right. Like I said that right after the game. Like this game is not when I'm going to decide if Josh Allen's good. All of it put together will at some given point in time after, again, like 20 or 30 starts or whatever. It's just, it's all in there. You know, and this game, I would say, is familiar. You know, it's like there's good and bad. And that's a lot of quarterbacks. And one thing that'll be interesting about this is if the Bills win with defense, if they're at a point where they're going to beat a lot of people like this, they didn't even really... They had a turnover by fluke on the last play. It shouldn't even really mean anything. So they had one takeaway in the game. Say what you want about that. It counts, right? If their defense is elite, they'll take the ball away a lot, probably, and make it even easier to win games for Allen and for their offense. So if that's the kind of year we've got, that's what it's about. And it won't matter when you drafted Josh Allen, you know? It won't matter whether you traded up for him. It won't matter who else you could have picked. None of that will mean anything. If you're doing it right, that's fine to talk about, and we do plenty of that. But it won't matter, you know, none of that will mean anything. You'll just be like this. We have him. What do we want to pay him? What other options exist now? You know, those kind of questions. And you're a ways away from asking those questions. Like, maybe I didn't finish the other thought. If they win with defense, we're fine. You know, because
they don't have to pay him yet.
Because that's the goal. The goal isn't lead the league in passing. The goal is win games. And if you win games, you're not changing anything. Maybe that changes if you become a team that tops out at a certain good level, and then you go, well, how do we go from here? But the Bills are not at that stage.
No.
I mean, if the Bills made the wild card, there'd be another parade.
Right.
Like, that's where they're at.
Right.
So you're not a team that's, you know, we can only win 10. We can't seem to get over the hump or something.
Right.
Do we need to change there's none of that even in the window.
No, you need the kind of success that, like, the Chiefs are an example. Like, the Chiefs, you know, pre-Mahomes. Like, why did they draft Patrick Mahomes? They were a certain level of good, and Alex Smith was their quarterback.
That's right. Perfect.
They won a lot of games, beat the Bills plenty of times on the way. And when they win their 10, they win their 11, they win the odd playoff game even. But, like, they hit their head on a ceiling, and eventually they went, you know what? We are not breaking through. We're not getting to the next floor with Alex Smith as our quarterback. So, you know what? Let's just put some chips in and go get this guy. I believe in this guy, this guy's talent, and we're going to do that. And, you know, they did that, and then they had an even better year, and Smith even had a better year where he pretty much outperformed his previous best. And they did not deter them. They
lost again.
They lost again.
Tennessee.
Right. And, like, we got the kid, let's go. And that's it.
Yeah, that's the perfect example of this.
So that's Andy Reid, and how long has he been in Kansas City now? Like, he's been there like almost maybe as long, if not longer, than he was in Philly, and he was in Philly forever.
Right.
So, like, there's stability there, and, you know, there's just a lot that we have not had. So, yeah, we're, you know, big picture, I don't know how to function in a world where my coach is here for 10 years.
Well, maybe we'll find out.
Yeah.
It's cool right now. It's cool right now. It's also kind of cool to be relaxed about it and not have to scrutinize. Well, scrutinize if you want. It's kind of the job here. But there's no pressure on anybody, us or them, to decide right now what he is. You know, this is his team this year. Like, that's not changing, and
yeah,
because of that, I don't have to decide anything right now.
Right, and if they win with defense, it gives him more time to get better, and maybe that happens. But you're not making changes if you win 10 games and he throws for only 3,200 yards or something. You're just going to keep going.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Larry. I don't know about giving him a pass. I don't care if you do that. I don't even know really what it's for. What's the pass for? They're NFL games. They're in the book. You know, they count.
Yeah.
They count. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
So Davis's game is really taken to the next level. You know, we love what he's been able to do for us. I think a few times on just trying to get the ball out quick when they read pressure, I think they try to throw it to Davis, but that's just going to be the story of the season. Is Davis is really taking his game to the next level, and he understands that. Obviously, you know, he has to work each and every day just like, you know, everyone on the defense has to. But, yeah, I don't really recall anybody just throwing it straight at Davis.
Micah Hyde yesterday was fabulous to talk to. We'll have him on every Monday at 4 throughout the Bills season. Did you see the Cowboys kiosk?
I did.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys have a kiosk where you go up and you pick players from some of the players on the team that are listed. And it's really cool to look at. Maybe you've seen it on social media today when you pick Dak Prescott. He sort of, you see Prescott lean into the picture that you're looking at. You pick five guys, it looks like, and then you press go or something, and you stand on the
right
circle or whatever, and there's a picture of you with the Cowboys right. you picked in the picture.
It frames a picture around you, and like I think it's the two or three people can fit in the frame in addition to the players, and it's a pretty cool thing. It looks like an actual, you know, it's like a real photo. It looks like a real photo as opposed to what you've had, like cardboard cutouts where you can put your face in things and like whatever, like stand next to, oh, here's a cardboard cutout of my quarterback. This looks like you're actually with the guys. It's a pretty cool effect.
No one will believe you are now,
right? Because everyone will know, right?
For a minute there, you might have gotten away with it,
right?
Like I met all these guys. Right. Might look that realistic. I don't know, but the latest in technology and the NFL.
Yep.
Thursday night this week is Carolina at Tampa. Greg Olsen is kind of iffy for that game. He has had foot injuries over the years, and it's unknown whether he'll play in this game. I think I heard today that he said he expected to.
He expects to play, but his back is bothering him now. So it's not a foot issue as far as we know. But
the backup isn't bad. In Carolina, Ian Thomas is his name. He went to Indiana, I think.
Okay,
and so they got a player behind Greg Olsen, if need be. Could be like if you're in a league where you go pretty deep with your benches, you probably know who he is. But I like the idea of Ian Thomas sort of expecting Olsen to break down at some point.
Yeah,
and maybe that'll be soon.
I am expecting him to break down because that's what he does.
You didn't draft him?
No, I didn't. No, I had him two of the last 3 years, I think, maybe. I definitely more than 1 year I've had him, and it was very frustrating.
I think I had him in that year where they played the Bills in week two and he hurt his foot and was gone for like 2 months or something.
Game where they almost won at the end when Zay Jones couldn't come down with that tie rod pass.
Yes. Game. Greg Olsen. Got any Greg Olsen?
I have him in February fix, and that's about it.
The best ball league.
And that's the only place I've ever had him ever.
Hmm.
He's been good. I just, this is the first year or two I've really invested in tight end. And he was always, right at the top, so never landed on my radar.
How many teams?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Six. And you have the top guys in places?
Yeah. Yeah, I have Ertz in a place. I have Evan Ingram in a couple of places.
Ingram.
I got George Kittle in one place.
I'm excited about my Ingram team, or at least having Ingram on the one team. I think it's one. 11 catches?
11 catches. Yeah, over 20 points in PPR. Like, oh.
Yes, and so the Bills will play him Sunday. He's 88 on the Giants.
Yep.
And last year, I had Evan Ingram here and there. But I guess I didn't watch him very closely because there was a catch he made early in the Dallas game.
You thought it was
who's that receiver with the Giants? There's a lot of who's that receiver. And Joe's like, no, that's Ingram. Like he's not thick, big and thick. Some of these tight ends.
He looks like a wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah. He's smaller than that. So, but he had a huge game. Their targets in this game, it's Ingram and Barkley. And then I don't know if Shepard doesn't play. Then it gets pretty obscure after that.
Yeah.
But they should get – those two guys should each get double-digit passing targets,
yeah.
I would think, in this game, at least those two. And then Shepard will tilt it when he plays or not.
I don't feel like I've watched a lot of Barkley prior to Sunday. And like right away, early on, and then even later on, I got home and had the game on, even though it was lopsided. I was still whatever. It's football. It's on. I didn't have any choice. It was the only game that was on at my house. I don't have the Sunday ticket. Man, he really is.
He's great.
He's really something.
Yeah, he's great.
Like he for all the talk, all the running backs and how replaceable they all are, I feel like he, amongst the whole group of running backs, is the one who looks the most different running the ball. Like, just there's so much power and speed, and just he just hits guys and just spins and keeps going. Like, he's got a lot. He's got a lot to like. He was really impressive.
Saquon Barkley. I like these years when the Bills are in the NFC East. There's Super Bowl memories and famous teams the Bills have not played in 4 years, starting with the Giants on Sunday. We'll talk a lot more about them, even on today's show. 803-0550 is our number. We've got a game coming up, too. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.